Challenge rejected.
Hangout on air is live. Okay, cool. So where's the link? So we go links, we go.
I shouted no.
Down the bottom, here it is, YouTube page. Does anyone want to tweet? Can you see the chat there on the side? Can anyone see the chat?
Yes.
Yeah, I see it. I got it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see us now.
Mm-hmm. We're cool.
Yeah, we're really cool.
All right, so draw. That's me.
I should have added more to that, but I wanted to get the link up. Not a good live tweeter.
Centered properly. How do I do this? I'm gonna. Sorry,
not
my
that we
table is like
minutes to figure that out beforehand.
Oh, wait, it was fine. No, and then it wasn't fine for some reason. It was not like I don't know, like. Anyway, is anyone actually watching this? There's two viewers. Is one of them us? Doing a test.
I think that was me.
I like this game of like count the headwigs on Natalie's fridge.
Oh my god.
Or like identify the random pop culture reference. Like there's a Star Trek magnet and I'm like, what else you got?
It's like a grab bag.
Yeah. Donya, the which way am I pointing? Those are like Aziraphale and Crowley. Like Leo painted them for me for Christmas a few years ago. If you can see on the side of the frame. But yeah, no, it's just this is the only room that has any light in this house. So
yeah, I'm all out of light. It's like gone midnight. There's no more light to be had.
You can have some of mine because
or my halo.
I'm glowing.
Just like moving the table. Okay. Just let me live. Is it okay? We should. This is live. I assume that someone is watching. Is anyone watching? Have we tweeted this out yet? Or no?
Yeah, I tweeted it.
Okay. Well, should we wait? Where did Adriana go? Oh, there she is.
She's coming back. She had to make a grand entrance.
I was gonna start with her, so
then she'll understand this table setup. It's I've got the computer propped up on books. It's very stressful. Okay, just calm down. All right.
Okay, should we get started?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't think about doing an intro for this, actually. Hi everyone. Welcome to Rewatchable number 200. Which I can't believe we're this far into it. And nobody's died yet, which is a plus in my book.
Yet.
Nobody's died. Always planning on it?
I mean, there's been some close calls, so, you know, we just have to make sure.
We're probably going to have a nuclear war, but it's fine. We're all fine.
Is it?
I mean, the Veronica Mars finale was close.
Is it?
Caitlin, personally.
Karen and I almost lost it at that point.
Let's see. Okay. Literally.
Where's Mitchell?
He's not coming.
He has a friend, remember?
No.
He has a real life friend.
His friend is visiting him, and so he can't come and hang out with us.
I've done a live stream with him where he had a friend there and he just brought the friend on the live stream.
I think
he doesn't want to introduce his friend to all of this.
It's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
Okay, so literally threw this together an hour ago. Don't really know. I mean, I kind of know what we're doing, but it's going to be a hot mess like it usually is. But I figured we would start off with somebody wanted to know how we all got involved with Hypeable. So I figured, Ariana, since you're at the beginning of my row of people, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. Well, at one point, Hypeable had a post. They were looking for a Gossip Girl writer. And I was like, oh, I love Gossip Girl. I'll write about Gossip Girl. So I sent in my submission, which was a 4-page recap. that nobody liked, apparently, so I was not hired. Big loss. and then later on, they were looking for feature writers. So I think I sent in something about, who Mary Crawley should marry.
Good. Excellent choices.
Dan Stevens is dead. And I was hired along with Danielle.
And me.
And I've been so happy since.
Yeah, Caitlin, you're older than them, aren't you?
Caitlin started with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Kristen, were you high? Both of you are older than Ariana and Danielle, aren't you? I mean, like, high people older than Ariana and Danielle. Yeah.
I think I'm older in both ways, yes.
Okay, and Brittany, how did you get involved?
Are we going in alphabetical order? That's cute.
Actually, it does look like that's how this is.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, really?
So same thing. I saw that they were looking for TV writers and via Twitter. And, I had to do like a news post thing where it was timed and I wrote it and I guess they liked it. And so I started covering Once Upon a Time Girls and I think
Remember Girls. Story.
Oh,
Girls
I just
is
put
still
up
on.
It's still on. It's coming back tomorrow.
Danielle!
That's a lot of excitement at once. I was trying to get in, and then I was the only one in the old one. I was like, oh, well, this is sad.
Yeah, it was a mistake. It was a mistake.
That's going to be the title of this podcast episode.
Oh, should I be doing show notes? This is a horrible mistake.
Oh, wait, is someone recording? Do we have audio hijack going?
We usually just rip from the YouTube video afterwards.
Okay.
At least that's how Mitch has told me to do it before, and I guess that's fine. It's not going to be as good quality. It's not going to be the audio quality. It's not going to be the quality of a normal podcast, but. Whatever.
I know. I tried to listen to the 150 and it was so bad. Yeah. I couldn't.
I mean, I'm sure lots of people will want to listen to it now.
Anyway, that's how I got started at Hyperbole. And Danielle is here now and everything is better.
Okay. And Caitlin, how about you?
I applied for a feature writing position many, many, many moons ago, and then not very long after shifted into news writing, and now I cover like half the shows on the CW.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
It is so true.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Karen. I like your ears.
Thanks. We were telling everybody how we first got involved with Hypeable.
Oh, okay, sure. Is it my turn? Is that why you called me? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. I was a MuggleCast listener, and I followed Andrew from MuggleCast to Hypeable. And then I had graduated college a semester early, so I was kind of looking for things to do, and Andrew had put out a call for, like, features writers. And I was like, you know, I might as well. I've got a ton of time. I can't find a job right now. So I did it. And so that's kind of how I got started. Ariana and I actually started at the very same time. It was very nice. But yeah, so that was almost 4 years ago, actually.
Wow. That was, sorry.
It's like a weirdly morose.
I was doing math in my head. It was taking up too much
brain power. No, she totally just pulled a King George. Just an awesome wow.
Yeah.
For me.
Danya, what about you?
I got involved with Not Another Teen Wolf podcast before I got involved with Hyperbole, technically. So Courtney got me to do some like design work initially for Not Another Teen Wolf podcast. And then eventually I applied for an editor's position on Hyperbole because Karen was basically like, hey, you should just apply for this. And I was like, okay, I can do that. And I did and got the job. And they haven't been able to get rid of me since. So
how long was that before? Because, yeah, I didn't know you at all. Like, Courtney, basically with Not Another Teen Wolf podcast, so if I had Karen on Hyperbole, then I was like, hey, I've got these, like, weird internet friends who also really like the show, and they know about Tumblr. We should all do the podcast. No one knew each other. And then Courtney was like, hey, my friend Donya can help. And I'm like, I don't know who Donya is, but okay. And it was odd. But how long was that gap before the you actually were a Hyperbole staff member?
So I think Not Another Teen Wolf podcast, I started helping you guys out in like May or June time, and then I joined Hyperbole officially in December of the same year. So about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Kristen?
What about you, Karen? Karen comes before Kristen in the
list.
I'm last on my row, so...
Yeah, well, we're all last on our row because...
I know, but I'm going last because I'm following the row.
I started at the same time as Caitlin. I was not a Muggle cast listener, but I was like, I checked MuggleNet every day in college. So like I had been following Andrew, and when he had started talking about doing this other website for like all kinds of fandoms, I kind of jumped over and was a like devoted Hyperbole follower for a while. And then they asked for features writers, and I was like, I can totally do this. And I definitely listened to like Glee Chat and Smash Chat and a couple of those before I joined Hyperbole. So like I knew voices and like knew people, and then it was like, okay, now what? Like, okay, now I have to like communicate. It was weird. But yeah, so I joined kind of with Caitlin and with Merriman and Kyle at the same time.
Cool.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's almost 5 years. I think we have another 2 months before our 5 year.
It's in May.
Yep. First week of May.
That can't be right.
It was May 2012.
Was that before 2012? And then, but when did we start Glee? When did we start Glee Chat? No, wait, maybe late 2012, or was that late 2011? Okay, all right. Yeah, okay.
I think it was late 2011. So I'm pretty sure I listened to Glee Chat
much earlier because I used to listen to Glee Chat too. Remember?
No, I don't remember.
I did too, and then I got on it.
No, it's so embarrassing. Okay.
I did too, by the way.
Do I outdate all of you on Hyperbole?
Yes.
Even Caitlin and Karen?
Yes.
And are you sure?
Yes, Natalie.
Okay. But why am I so incompetent then?
Some people just go at a slower pace.
I'm the newest out of all
of
us. No, you're not. Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Britain's I didn't the newest. Until 2013.
That's so
but
weird.
Fall, like late 2013.
Brittany's the hardest working one here. That's
no, Caitlin. Yeah. Caitlin is. Caitlin does a lot. Actually, I think I might be the newest of everyone from being on for joining Hyperbole.
Really?
Oh,
I don't know.
When did you join? You're old too, Tanya.
We kind of got into Teen Wolf at, what was it, end of season two, we started the podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how fast we brought other people in, like, you know, with you and Brooke and Courtney.
Hold on, is LinkedIn? Because I think I put it on my LinkedIn at some point. Yeah, I put this on my LinkedIn.
It's on mine too.
It's on mine too. I liked Danielle's LinkedIn share the other day of her
Warm Body sequel interview. I was like, oh, boom.
I just try to make it look like I'm doing stuff. So
I was like, she's so professional. Also, your hair looks like that Star Wars character's hair, who I don't know.
Ray.
You mean Ray?
My hair is so short that it doesn't go up into a ponytail really well without like a ton of bobby pins. So when I want to work out, it's easier if I put it up as Ray, because then I need fewer bobby pins. And then I feel like better.
So I got involved with Not Another Teen Wolf podcast in like June of 2013, but didn't officially join.
Wasn't earlier than that. Really?
I didn't join Hyperbole officially until December 2013. So
I didn't know I was so much older than everyone. And yet, where is the respect?
where it belongs.
Okay, so yes.
Is Mai here yet or no?
No, I just see her sad little like box right there.
But cannot talk. We keep Mai in the corner.
We can tell her story. Her story is that she's...
It is the saddest box.
Do tell me her story, because I don't know her story.
I mean, she's a very avid listener of all of the shows. Oh, my God. Well, what do you want me to say? Sorry, she's texting in the text box. She's a very avid listener of all of the shows for a long time, to the point where she's kind of, like, intruded into friendship. Like, she's in a lot of, like, group chats with us on WhatsApp and stuff. It's okay. Brooke is as well. Brooke is always like, I liked you on the internet, so I stalked you and forced you to be friends with me. She did it to Courtney as well. It's like a thing. And I'm like, okay. But this is the first Hyperbole project that she's been officially involved in, and she's super intimidated by it because she would listen to all of our shows for ages, even though we don't think that that's weird. We're just like, yeah, she's our most reliable friend who listens to our podcast. She thinks it's weird that she's now on this podcast. So that's Mai story.
Yes. As told by Natalie. Mm-hmm.
I like getting to talk to her about things outside of Twitter. It's more fun. Instead of just me sending her links to things, being like, watch this right now.
Okay. Natalie?
Yeah, me. Okay. So I joined Hyperbole related projects through Glee Chat. I guess that was before the season 3 of Glee started in 2011. I thought it was a year later. Apparently not. And that was an audition process for a podcast, which we haven't really done since on Hyperbole. It was like very early. We only had one or two podcasts on Hyperbole. And John Thrasher, you know, had done other podcasts outside, and he wanted to have people audition, like from the fandom, not the current staff, to be like, okay, so I'm going to head it up and I want to bring on a team. And that was me, Mitch, and a couple of other people that are did not stay related to anything with Hyperbole except for that show. But me and Mitch weirdly stuck around. And I think it was a few months after that, there was Glee news or Starkid related news maybe that I think John was kind of like, hey, I'm going to talk to Andrew about getting you a writing login as well, because you should write the articles for that. And I was like, okay. Before that, I had no aspirations to write anything in my entire life, so it is a complete accident. But the Glee Chat audition is because my friend Amy Cooper, who is not watching this, who I know from like 10 years, like long-term friend, massive MuggleCast fan, like crazy, crazy MuggleCast fan. I didn't know Hyperbole. I knew MuggleCast existed because she got us tickets to go to the MuggleCast event the night that the 7th Harry Potter book came out in London, because it was while I was living in London. So I like saw like the audience, and I have like a cushion from that event signed by like Andrew and the rest of the MuggleCast guys still in a box in my house.
That's amazing.
I said, because they basically put out IKEA cushions for everyone to sit on the floor, and tons of people got their cushions signed, and we were like, I guess. And I sent him a photo of it a couple of years ago. I was like, do you know what this is? And he was like, oh, my God. Anyway, so I knew nothing about Hyperbole. I knew Andrew existed, and, you know, what that history was. I knew MuggleNet. But Amy was like, hey, I've been stalking Andrew Sims, and I saw this opportunity come up on Hyperball, because she knew how insane I was about Glee, how much I was, like, killing myself, like, writing and arguing with the fandom. And she was like, you should go on this show and talk about it instead. And I was like, yes, I will do this and stop fighting in LJ comments, and I will instead fight on this podcast. Again, had never had any aspirations before. And it was a full audition process. We had to, like, audio record audition clips and, like, write and stuff like that. And it was, I won. I guess I got in. I didn't really expect to. But, yeah, it definitely was not a writing application, and definitely writing is a complete accident for me. So it's kind of weird that I'm still here and doing that, I guess. But I didn't realize that I outdated literally everyone, which is really embarrassing. So... yeah.
Why is that?
So I usually feel like the, because I don't feel senior. I feel like the nuisance that everyone puts up with.
I'd like to give a shout out to New York City and Trinidad because they're listening right now.
Hi, hi. Well, someone in Trinidad knows about us. Can I come to say?
Oh, isn't that cool?
I've always wanted to go. That is go there.
They're my friends. If they say weird things, ignore them, please.
Karen, I think it is. It is, isn't it?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to post it now because you've officially embarrassed
everybody
Karen.
Here, just so you guys know. Oh, my God.
Okay, okay, can I so, just... What, my, what has she just written here? I didn't comment towards
that's
NAT.
Another fun fact.
Oh, fun fact. Oh, right. So that's the next part. Sorry, I didn't know what I don't understand the chat box. Someone else read that. I'm gonna close it. Hi Karen's friend. You're very attractive.
Don't do this to Karen. She's gonna leave and then I'm gonna have to hold her. I don't want to.
You look like a TV star, and we talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
I agree, by the way.
All right. Yeah, because this does not need to get any bigger, trust me. I'm sweating. Okay, so anyway, how did I get into Hyperball? I never listened to an episode of MuggleCast in my life. But I did used to check MuggleNet because I liked Harry Potter, and I saw that this thing called Hyperball was happening, and I said, hey, I want to be a writer. So I applied, and they didn't pick me either. So
how? Such mistakes. Wow. Who was making these decisions?
That's like equal to Michael Jordan not making his high school team. Karen getting rejected is like, what?
I accept this, yes.
And then I applied again a few months later to be an editor and got that. And then from there, I decided to try doing literally everything so that they could never fire me. And so far, it's worked. In about a month, it'll have been 5 years, which is just crazy to me.
Yeah. Time flies when you're writing.
Okay. So, next thing, we're going to do fun facts now, like usual. And shall we start again with you, Ariana?
Oh, I have to go first. I haven't thought of one.
I warned you guys.
I know. All I can think of right now, I mean, I have like a good one, but I'm not really like dressed for it. Wait, go to somebody else. I look ridiculous.
And it would be amazing. And I could probably join you with that too, because if it's what I'm thinking of, I think I have it too.
Oh, I don't know what it is. I don't know what you're thinking of, but now I'm curious.
Oh, no, never mind.
What do you think I'm thinking?
Something to match your hat.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I should do that. You're right.
I'm sorry.
I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Okay.
If you listen to Rewatchable, you probably know what's coming because I know what's coming.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Brittany.
Oh, this is a good one. So, today I was stalking Eric McCormick on Twitter, like I normally spend my Saturdays doing, and he was tweeting with Deb, and they were talking about how they're going to start filming the new Will and Grace episodes in August. So I took a stroll down memory lane, and I pulled out the series of letters that I wrote to NBC, Oprah, and the studio lot where they film, begging them to let someone under the age of 18 attend a taping because Will and Grace ended before I turned 18. So I couldn't ever, my mom was willing to fly me to LA and everything. But I couldn't get into a taping. And so I pulled them out because now my mission in life is to go to one of the revival tapings in LA. So I have until August to make that happen. But I wanted
how
to
are we
going to
make this happen?
I don't know. I'm pulling every string I got. I don't have many.
You talked to Andrew, right?
Not yet. I just discovered that they're filming in August today. So.
Oh, okay.
I have to hit up everyone in LA too to be like, I may just sleep on your couch on a random day because I will fly out there and go. That's my fun fact. I took an embarrassing stroll down that path of my life.
Okay, Caitlin.
My fun fact is visual, and it's right here.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, man.
Oh, he's real. He exists, and not just in pictures.
So cute.
So he's sitting with me and looking very unimpressed. That was my fun
Danielle.
Fact.
My fun fact is that I bought myself my very first car within the last month, and I finally figured out a name for it. Karen already knows this, but I named it Veronica after Veronica Mars, and I call it Ronnie because I don't know, she looks like a Ronnie, and it reminds me of Dick from that too. So more rewatchable fun. My car is named after Veronica Mars.
You would.
Hey,
it fits though.
How are you doing?
Huh? Oh, okay.
She put on a costume. I don't understand what's happening right now.
No, wearing it's a Chewbacca onesie. Onesie. You can't really see. It's like a Chewbacca onesie. <See?
laughs> That's amazing. And it looks very comfortable. Amazing.
It is. It's really delightful. Very soft.
Danya, your turn.
My fun fact is I'm currently watching a hockey game.
How are they doing?
You're very lucky that I didn't swear because someone just checked my favorite player into the boards and he looks like he's really hurt. So,
I mean, we're going to be swearing in about 20 minutes anyway, so.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I'm ready.
We can swear? Can't we swear?
I mean, we're going to.
Is that just me?
I mean, I may have to mute myself at some point because Karen actually experienced me watching a hockey match. Was it midweek? Was it earlier? No, it was last weekend, wasn't it, Karen?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was an experience. Yeah, knife shoes and murder pucks have apparently become a thing that I am invested in now, so...
It is a good game. If you have
it is, and considering every other sport that I watch, usually it's a lot of, like, theatrics and people diving and trying to, like, get attention and stuff. I'm thinking specifically of our football. They actually can get fined and stuff for doing dives and making it look like they're hurt worse than they are. So.
Hockey.
Yeah.
If I cared about the story, if I had any personal investment in any teams for any reason at all, like personal stories, I would watch hockey. I love sports movies where you know the story, but I don't like know any real life people's sports stories, so I don't care. Like basically.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh god. Okay. So.
Oh my gosh.
Ovechkin, who is my favorite player, just got sent into the box because he literally just slashed someone with his hockey stick. He's bad, naughty. It's not good. Oh, you're going to see so much of my hockey face and it's not pretty.
Okay, somebody would like to know, Laura. Actually, Laura Morrow, who comments all the time. We really appreciate it, by the way. Thank you for listening. Where do you all live? Awesome accents. Well, mine's not awesome, but Kristen and I
think they mean Danya and Natalie.
Yeah.
Not us. Don't you? No, Natalie and my accent is like exactly the same accent.
Yeah. Kristen is one room down from me, actually.
Yep.
We're in the same place.
Why aren't you two using the same screen? Why aren't you two just hugging in
That's
the same chair?
That's a really good question.
We did it last time.
We did do it last time.
And you made
sense. Yeah, you had like a whole screen set up. Yeah.
That's because last time...
Why don't you get up and run?
We were still moving in last time, so we sat in the room.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, so Ohio, everybody else,
Chicago,
go for it.
California, Atlanta.
We have literally no order to this. I can't even tell who's left. Is it just me and Natalie?
Brittany,
yeah, Sydney. Oh.
Yeah. I'm originally from Wales but currently living in Basingstoke, which for most everyone else it's just outside of London. So
yeah, like Karen, when you say where you're from, like you currently live in Ohio, but like when you move around in the States, for example, like I don't know if any of you are all living in the area that you grew up in or if you moved like states for a reason or anything. Where do you feel like you're from as opposed to where you live, especially when it comes to like accent or like culture or anything?
Oh, I'm from New York. Like I grew up in New York. That's where I'm from. But yeah. Ohio is strangely similar to upstate New York. So there's just fewer hills.
It's flat. Yes. That would be the understatement of the year.
Oh my gosh, it's so flat. I would say that if you're from around a big city, you would probably always say that. Like if I were to move out of state, I'd probably always say I was from Chicago. Bye!
Hey!
It worked!
You did it!
I rebooted.
Fixes everything.
Where are you from?
I'm from Norway.
Yay!
Oh, hey.
That's more interesting than New Jersey.
Or Ohio. Yeah,
Chicago.
Sorry, I've been texting. I was trying to force Brooke to actually watch this and instead of watching Supernatural from the start. She was not watching it. She was just texting me random bits from season one of Supernatural being like, oh my god, I can't believe I forgot this. And I'm like, bitch, we said we were going to rewatch this together. Why are you doing this right now without me? And instead she is. So now she may be watching. I think she is. She says it's depressing. It's like lurking her friends. Is that depressing? I don't think it's depressing. It's fun.
No. What were we doing before we had to say where we're from?
We were doing fun facts.
Fun facts.
Yes. Is it your turn? I think it's your turn, Kristen.
Oh, okay. So my fun fact is that this year I am throwing an Oscar party with Karen, and Danielle is probably going to be here, and I'm very excited.
Definitely going to be here.
Yes.
I'm definitely going to be there.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
And it's going to be so much fun. So, yeah, that's my fun fact.
Danielle put on her Chewbacca onesie, too.
I did.
Makes me so happy.
I miss you.
Mai, you can say your fun fact now. We don't have to read it for you.
I didn't comment on that. No.
Well, no, it's just that it's awkward.
podcast.
And therefore hilarious.
Oh, I didn't actually read it.
I want to say it.
That's okay.
Say it. I'll read it.
One. We love you.
Who wanted to read it?
I will. Okay, so. My fun fact. I didn't comment towards Not Another Teen Wolf podcast until like the fifth episode because I was being extra about Natalie, thinking I was stalking her because, as Caitlin knows, I was all up in the Glee chat replies. Fine. I stalk Natalie on a daily basis, so it's fine.
I feel like I stalk Brittany. I feel like I creep Brittany out by being like, you're the most amazing person I've ever met. I love you. I cherish you. The coolest person I know. And she's like, okay, calm down.
I send like the straight face emoji a lot to her being like, please stop.
Well, I feel like, yeah, because I feel like she thinks it's too intense. I don't, and that I'm like, I'm so sycophantic to Brittany that it's like really gross. So that's fine. Anyway,
I have a fun fact since I didn't get to do my last one. My first tweet ever was to the Glee Chat account, and nobody tweeted me back.
Please, I want to find this reply to it.
First tweet ever.
Oh, maybe I should put the Caps game on. I feel like.
So they just scored. It looked like one of those Cat Leap fail videos.
Yes.
If somebody could gift that and send it to the rewatchable Twitter at re underscore watchable, I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it was actually on her. I hope it was popping to her full screen as opposed to like, because it only pops up for who's talking.
I think it did, or at least I think I saw the last of the flailing in the full screen.
And it was TJ Oshii as well, and I love him so much.
I would say we should have more GIF reactions of ourselves, but I have experienced having a GIF reaction of myself used against
me. Honestly, we only need the one.
Yes. I haven't shared that publicly. It only exists in this little collective.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's seen it, I hope. Oh, Caitlin might not have because I think it was in the wrong group, but I'll send it to you. It's the worst thing ever. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
It's
now I really need to see it.
I have it. I'll post it in this chat here.
No.
Not for everyone.
Anyway, like whose fun fact is it?
Yours. Me.
Okay, part one, I just found out that I'm not going to be able to watch the Oscars live, and I'm like, because it's going to be orientation week. I work at a university. I don't know if you guys have this at your universities, but like the week before classes starts where it's all like social events and like, I don't know what they call it in other places, but it's a really big thing here where they all come and like, hey, I'm joining the union and joining all the clubs and going crazy and getting drunk. Anyway, I work in the student union, so it's the biggest event of the year, so I am not going to be able to watch the Oscars on a live stream at my desk at work, and so I'm not going to see Lin-Manuel Miranda either win his EGOT or break my heart by giving the Oscar to La La Land.
No, but I freaking refuse for La La Land to take it away.
That was just something that came up when you guys are having an Oscar party. My actual fun fact is that I might be buying a house tomorrow, and I'm really stressed about it.
Is it the Crimson House?
Yes,
that's so exciting.
Here is the reason. It's not the reason, but like, you know how sometimes there's like just a sign from God that like that something is meant to be. So I walked into this house and walked out into their courtyard, and this house is clearly owned by like a dad who has two kids who were like in fandom a few years ago, and kind of just like left all of their posters and photos from going to New York and posing in the Doctor Who locations all over the house. And I'm like, I know what that is. walk out into the courtyard down the side of the house. They have a big, like, fibro, like, plasterboard thing on top of their fence where they've painted random stuff, including a cartoon realistic portrait of Darren Criss and Joe Moses in their characters from a Harry Potter musical. And I was just like...
No.
And I was just like...
It is amazing.
And I was just like, I've just walked out into this courtyard and there is the people who lived here before me have painted a picture of Darren Criss on the wall.
So it's a sign.
I'm not saying it's the only reason that I'm buying the house, but given that I have a picture that Leo drew me on my fridge somewhere of Darren Criss as Harry, as my Patronus, like me, and, you know, like casting a Patronus as Darren Criss, I feel like that it is quite a good sign. And so, anyway.
Can you show us that
I might
picture?
Be buying that house tomorrow, but... yeah, maybe. It might have... Maybe. I'll get it in a second when someone else is talking. But, and I'm really stressed about it because apparently they would have taken the offer on Friday. I didn't get the message till too late, didn't get to get the deposit check. And now on Monday, they may no longer accept it and they may just choose to take it to auction. And if it goes to auction, I probably won't be able to buy it because a lot of houses are sold at auction here. But anyway, please, please, please let me buy the Darren Criss house. Just please. It's very necessary. There are a lot of other fantastic factors about the house, but that was sort of the thing of like, okay, Jesus wants me to have the house. Like, but, you know, I have a picture on my phone. I hope you'll be able to see it. I've got a picture on my phone of the mural at the house because we took photos and we're just like, what has happened? This picture was only in Biro, so I think it's super faded. But, no, that's selfies.
I have a picture, too, that I keep texting Danya because...
Oh. it's like... My favorite picture right now.
I don't know if it'll show up.
It's so hilarious.
Pickleless Cage.
Oh my god. What? Why does that exist?
I don't know, but I love it.
Okay, so imagine being me. Like, you're familiar with me. Imagine being me and walking into a house inspection, being like, okay, this is kind of like a cool. Like, you know, Victorian era, like it's like 150 years old, the house. Okay, cool. This is pretty much what I want. It's in a location that's like pretty good. Has a beach at one end of the street and a train station at the top. So it's like, and I've never had high beach aspirations, but this is sort of a lucky break. Imagine like, okay, I'm walking through the house. Okay, they're clearly nerdy. Lots of Doctor Who stuff. They are like framed Law and Order disc set signed by someone. Okay. Clearly very nerdy. Walking out into the courtyard and seeing this. I really hope you can see this on the screen. I don't know how well that's showing, but can you make that out at all? Or like
a little
shiny
bit?
I can see Darren's hair.
I will tweet the picture to rewatchable because. And I was just like, Leo went out before me, and she was like Natalie, and I was like, what? I was just like, I have nothing. Like I just, and I've inspected it 3 times now, and so I feel like I'm the only person who's gone into that house and been like, I wouldn't even necessarily keep the picture of Darren Criss. I may have to replace the fence anyway, but it just had a very good. I was like, okay, clearly the people before here had a good vibe and filled the wall of the house with some positivity. But anyway, that's enough about me. Just everyone pray that they accept the offer tomorrow morning. And then you can all come and stay in my Darren Criss house and go to the beach.
Yes.
Yes, that would be excellent.
Okay, my turn. Danya, I feel like you may or may not appreciate this one. I just started playing Fallout Shelter.
Okay.
For a friend's recommendation. And am currently addicted to it, although they keep dying. But also, randomly, Selena had a reference in one of her The 100 articles the other day, and I was like, oh, I understood that. So that was pretty cool.
I'm not much of a Fallout person, but I do like video games. So
I like it. It's like Apocalypse Sims.
So. I know what Fallout is. I
was explaining to everybody else.
I didn't.
I know you know.
Nah.
Yeah, Danya's like, please.
Okay, somebody's asked us, Rain Phelan asks, after hearing the angel theme for a while now, newbies, has it grown on anyone yet?
I don't watch the opening credits still. On either I skip it every time.
Really? I have like a jam session every time.
I fast forward.
It's still melodramatic and ridiculous to me, but now, I mean, that's the show. So,
I guess I get a little bit of it now because I, especially with Angel, I try to watch the end credits because now I never know when he's going to dance. So I'm like, well, I guess I got to watch this. I guess I do hear the end credits a little bit.
Leo?
Does Leo get to visit? We love Leo.
Is she here?
Is Leo there? Leo!
Leo!
Oh, I don't know where she is. She's not here. But I couldn't find the Darren picture because I think it's in a box somewhere. But I was going to show you all my Legend of Korra magnets that I got at Comic-Con. There's Marco. There's the... Fire Ferret team. So but there was a Tenzin as well, and I don't know where it is. I'm like, okay, no, I found it. Here he is.
Oh, I was gonna say, he's on vacation.
Here he is.
Tenzin.
Oh.
So
I love those so much.
That's
so cute.
Yeah.
Laura is also asking, well, Laura says, Danielle, I love your poster. You're on mute.
Sorry,
you're
I was on mute. Thank you very much. I like it too.
And Laura also asks, have you all met in real life? I've met everyone except for Mai.
I have not met Caitlin in real life. I believe she's the only person I have not met in person. Besides Mai, unfortunately.
Yes, Karen, so Caitlin and Mai for me.
I feel like, Caitlin, have I met you in real life?
No, you have not.
I didn't think, I was like, I feel like I have, but then, no, I don't think I have. Yeah.
You have not.
Everyone yet. I have not met Caitlin in person, or Danielle, or Mai.
Unfortunately, no.
No. That's it, I think.
Yeah,
I've met most other people in Hyperball in real life as well, like Andrew and Kyle and Jen and Laura and a lot of the Hyperball regulars I've met in real life. So,
yeah, I haven't met Ariana, Caitlin, Danielle, or Mai, but I've met Natalie like more than people I went to high school for 4 years with. We live on opposite sides of the globe, but one year I saw Natalie 3 times and I didn't see my best friend once. It was like, I'm like, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, she's like, I'm going to be in New York. I'm like, all right. I just saw you like 2 months ago. It's great. It's great. But yeah, I get to see.
I haven't met Caitlin or Mai either, but everyone else I've met.
Mai, funny, come on.
Yeah. God, Mai, what are you playing?
You need to get around more.
So funny.
Yeah, you need to come over. Yeah, no, I haven't. I almost met Brittany, I think, when I was in New York, but it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I haven't met Caitlin because like that didn't work out either. I drove through Georgia, but it just wasn't going to work. And I haven't met Mai and I haven't met Natalie, but everyone, I've had Danya and Karen stay at my house. So there's that.
Who of you has slept in the same bed as someone else on Hyperball? Like just randomly.
Yeah. Ariana.
Oh yeah.
You and Ariana, we're bed buddies.
Danya, Kristen, and Natalie, and Danielle.
And Karen.
Caitlin.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Karen gets around.
Yeah, that wasn't meant to be sexy. We are close.
Okay.
How do we go from there?
Karen's like, that went to an awkward place. Time to move on.
Well, let's keep going because Sexy Chocolate Man with Lesbians asks.
Hey.
And this really good, it's a really good question from a really weird name.
This is the TV friend. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt.
Hi.
Kyle shows up late with a Starbucks.
I'm sorry.
No way.
Completely on brand.
Kyle made me look away from the hockey stream and the Caps scored.
Oh. Okay, Kyle.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Kyle, rapid fire. How did you get involved with Likeable? Give us a fun fact and where are you from?
Okay, I got involved because I emailed Andrew about forums like 3 times. Like, he ignored me the first two and I was like really persistent. I was like, no, but like really, like, you have to help me help you. And he's like, okay, I guess. And then a writing position opened up and I got hired in with Kristen at the same time, and Marima and Christina and Caitlin. Yes, oh my gosh, so many of us, so here, I love it. Mm-hmm. A fun fact, I'm just gonna go with my go-to fun fact, is that I was Mickey Mouse at Disneyland. I mean, yeah. what was the third question? I forgot what that was.
Where are you from?
Oh, San Francisco.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Okay, we're answering a question from Sexy Chocolate Man with Lesbians.
Yeah, we are.
Says,
how do you put up with this, Karen? That's my question.
Every day, it is a struggle, Natalie. I can't even begin to tell you. They ask, which show do you guys think should get 2017 reboot, Buffy or Angel?
Angel holds
David
up.
David Boreanaz looks the same.
Yes.
Actually,
so does Chris Carpenter. So that works perfectly.
My Bones ending, and I need more David anyway, so that sounds good.
That's fair. I do hope he gets another real good show. My thing about the two shows is that I feel like Angel holds up now. If you put those scripts onto a show now, they would hold up, whereas Buffy needs rebooting because it doesn't hold up, if that makes sense. Like, there's stuff in Buffy that I'm like, you would never say that now. You would never do that way now. That's not doing as well as you think it is. It was doing well at the time, but it's not doing the job that it would need to do now. I think Angel, apart from a very few things, does the job now. Like, the scripts hold up, and so perhaps it shouldn't be rebooted because it's more timeless, whereas Buffy, the concept, could do with updated take on it if we had to. I don't like reboots, but if we had to.
Normally we edit out all of this pausing.
Okay, shall we do 2 truths and a lie now?
Sure. I'm really ready to argue the second category of things that we have lined up, but I'm ready for the other.
I mean, okay.
But we could do 2 truths and a lie first.
Let's do a couple. Who has some that they would like to do?
Which section are we doing? 2 truths and a lie.
About ourselves?
Do we have a doc somewhere?
No. No, we don't.
Yeah. So, Kyle, you know the game where you say 3 things and you pretend they're all true, and then everyone else has to guess which one's a lie?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that, kind of.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, about ourselves, not about our fandom.
It can be about anything.
It can be about anything.
Oh. Okay.
Game changer.
Does anyone want to go first? Should I just go first?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're prepared.
So, sure, go for it.
I wrote these down. Okay. 2 truths and a lie. And by the way, Deidre, who has been on the podcast before, is watching. Deidre, if you don't know the answer,
hi, Deidre.
You can no longer be best friends. So, 2 truths and a lie. 1, I've been knocked out during soccer practice, like actually blacked out. I've had 11 stitches in my right leg, and I broke my right arm when I fell off a swing set. Which one is the lie?
I know the middle one is true. I know the story of, I think you fell out of a tree or something. Is that right?
Can't tell you.
Sorry. I know, can you repeat them again? The stitches is true.
1, I was knocked out during soccer practice, like actually blacked out. I've had 11 stitches in my right leg, and I broke my right arm when I fell off a swing set.
The third one's got to be a lie, because that's so generic.
See, I think it's the first one.
I do, too. I think it's the first one, because I think it's volleyball practice.
What?
I know what sports you played in high school, and I didn't think you played soccer. Karen threw discus in high school.
Like, yes, she did.
Yes, that high, makes sense.
High level, high competition discus, and was it shot put or long jump?
Yeah, I
feel
like you're too tall for soccer.
Some of those,
a waste.
Grecian like, athletics.
I
like,
get that, Ariana. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't naked though. Thanks for not laughing, guys. That was funny.
It was like everybody was talking and then it cleared and all we heard was, I wasn't naked though.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell?
Okay, so show of hands, how many of you think it was knocked out during soccer practice? 1, 2, 3, 4. How many of you think it was 11 stitches? Nobody, because Natalie ruined that one.
Sorry.
How many of you think it broke my right arm? 3. Okay. Well, majority loses because I've never broken a bone.
I thought that.
Yeah. We were doing line drills, and so I was dribbling the ball down the line, and then somebody else was coming toward me, and we hit heads, and I woke up on the ground, and I didn't know what
happened.
Oh, God. And it's the worst way to get knocked out during
practice. The stitches was like your dad was like, that's fine, and you were like, it was not fine. Is that right?
No. I climbed a tree. It was dead. And the branch broke beneath me. And as I fell down, the broken branch cut my leg, ran across the yard, up into the front porch. My dad wouldn't let me inside, which is probably smart. Laid me down and put like a washcloth over this and called the ambulance. Totally forgot when my birthday was.
Oh, yes, that's right. He forgot your birthday. Yes, that's right.
Still don't let him forget that. And I had to go to the hospital. I was 10 years old. They put me in room 10, and they said I was going to have 10 stitches, except it ended up being 11, and I was really disappointed.
Yeah, I have definitely heard this story before.
I know this story.
And the person in the next room was literally getting their face sewn back on. So I was in the emergency room for like 12 hours or something crazy.
Jeez.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's intense.
I have a really basic 2 truths and a lie. Because I have my computer propped up on a pile of large books. Okay. And I will tell you 3 books in the pile, and you will tell me which one is a lie and is not actually in the pile.
Okay.
The 3 books that are included in the pile, there is no more than 3 books in the pile. There is 4 books in the pile. The Hamilton book, like the Hamilton the Revolution. Avatar the Last Airbender art book, like the art of Avatar the Last Airbender, and Raw, the Hannibal fan anthology, basically, that they kickstarted and got like $100,000 for, and it's a fan-made book about Brian Fuller's Hannibal. Which one of those is not in the pile that my computer is on?
Hamilton.
Hamilton? Maybe because you read it too often? Are you reading it all?
I'm going to go with Cora.
You would have already read it all.
I was going to say the Avatar book.
Avatar, yeah.
Thinking Hamilton. I'm thinking Hamilton just because it's too heavy, it'll break the table.
No, Avatar book is correct. We do own it, but it's not in this pile. Yeah, that was my very thrilling. I also have 2 of the 3 volumes of this thing, which is an old London travel guide. Oh my god, it's getting wet. That's not good. Are you okay?
Full of chair. Underscore watchable. If you can gift this and send it. Thank you so much.
So many giftable moments today.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you just fall off the chair?
Yes. Yeah,
I tripped over the chair.
Why?
I have a lot of wires down here. Oh. Are we still playing Two Truths and a Lie?
Yeah, if you've got one. Yes. I'm just putting some cat food in the fridge. There you go. There's Leo. Leo,
yeah,
Karen.
Leo! Hi, Leo!
They're people. Yeah, they can hear you. Here.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Leo!
Hi. I have to go to a pool party now. I'm sorry.
That's sad.
Bye. Bye.
Leo's never been to a pool party before because she grew up in England.
Her dress is so cute.
It is really cute. I liked it.
I have not been to a pool party because I can't swim, so.
That's right.
Fun fact.
So I feel like that would probably
not that common in England.
No, they're not very common, but yeah, even if they were, it's probably not advisable for me to go.
Okay. Anyone else have two truths and a lie? Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Was one of them that you can swim? Sorry.
Hold on. I'm having a really bad memory, and I'm trying to remember the name of this person that I met. This is part of the thing, so.
Well, clearly that was true.
No. Okay.
You could just make it up.
It's true. That's true. Okay. So, my two truths and a lie. I lost the window. Okay, my two truths and a lie are I've made Grant Gustin wet. I've drunkenly asked Henry Cavill to marry me. And I'm technically engaged to Damian McGinty from Glee.
I know why one of those is true. I know why one of those is true. So let's see.
I know one of those is true too, but I don't know the other one.
I know
we were there for one of them.
Okay.
I know all of them. I'm sad. I listen to so many podcasts.
Who thinks that it's Grant Gustin one is a lie? Okay. Yeah. I spilled water on him in the middle of a press hallway.
Context is key.
Who thinks it was I can't talk because that fall made me really nervous for some reason. I like lost my breath. Okay, who thinks that the Henry Cavill one is a lie? Okay, now. Yeah. Okay, all right. And who thinks that the Damian McGinty one is a lie? Okay. So the lie is actually the Henry Cavill one, because I did drunkenly approach him, but I did not ask him to marry me.
I didn't think you were that crazy. The Damien one is true because he proposed to you as Minnie, right?
Yes, that's exactly correct. He thought he was proposing to Minnie Mouse, but he was really proposing to me. I got a fake like ring, like a hair knot. I don't know what you girls call it, like a hair tie.
A ponytail,
and he put it on my finger, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah."
So, that was a lot of fun.
I remember this for whatever reason.
Yeah. Okay, Danya, you said you had one.
We are weirdly very close and know too much about the other's lives.
So true.
Yes.
So, two truths and a lie. So, the first movie I ever saw at the cinema was Beauty and the Beast. When I saw Fellowship of the Ring, they stopped it halfway through for an intermission. And I have never seen Singing in the Rain.
I said number three.
Yeah, I said number three as well.
Number three.
I say number one.
Okay.
I feel like two... I really want two to be true because it seems like such like a small town thing to. Well, we've never run a movie this long before.
Yeah. I think two is true because when I saw Thor in Portugal, it had an intermission, and I was like, "What is happening?
Really?
You can't just stop Thor halfway through."
Let's.
I think I remember some theaters in the United States having it as an intermission in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. First. Me too.
I remember that.
So we'll go then. Who thinks the first one is a lie, that the first movie I ever saw at the cinema was Beauty and the Beast? You got one for that. And who thinks... Okay. Who thinks the intermission one is the lie? Yeah. And who thinks that I have never seen Singing in the Rain?
Me, because I haven't. So I'm projecting on you.
So the lie is that I have never seen Singing in the Rain. I have seen Singing in the Rain. So, come on. But yes, so the cinema that I saw Fellowship of the Ring at was a really old cinema in a town called Llanelli, and it had like red curtains across like the front of the screen that they literally had to pull back to like do it, and they stopped. It was an intermission halfway through the film. That is true. That is a thing that happened. And
did they have to change the reel or something? Like, did they have to change
yes,
the
so it was on two reels.
Like,
yeah. So yeah. And the first
bye Leo. Enjoy the pool party. Leo's first pool party.
Put sunblock on.
All right. And yes, Beauty and the Beast is the first movie that I ever saw at the cinema. I was 4 years old. So.
That's
when I knew.
Explains a lot.
Does it explain my obsession? I own that movie 9 times over. It's a problem.
What, like you like different DVDs and stuff?
Physically own it 9 times over. Wow. I own the original VHS release. I own the special edition VHS release. I own another box release that came with like extra stuff in it as well. It had like a program and some other things. I own the original DVD release, the 20th anniversary release. I own the Blu-ray release and a couple of other special edition ones that came at the same time as the Blu-ray releases.
Is Ariana asleep?
No.
Okay, does anyone else really want to do two truths and a lie, or should we move on? Okay.
No, please go ahead. But Karen, you should also say about the thing where we do the two truths and a lie.
I am. Oh, yes.
Okay. After we all finish. When we all finish.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry.
I know you did. That's why I'm reminding you.
Go ahead, Caitlin.
Okay, so my two truths and a lie. First, I sang the national anthem at a Braves game. Second, I've had 5 surgeries. And third, I lived in Wyoming.
I think Wyoming sounds like the...
That's so random. I want to go with the surgeries being a lie because it's a twist, because you've had 4 or 6.
That's cheating. That's cheating.
That's how I always do mine. I'm like, it's true, except it's not true.
All right, so surgeries. One.
Just me. Okay.
No. Singing the national anthem. And Wyoming. It was Wyoming. I lived in Montana.
No.
Still weird.
I went to high school in Montana.
The national anthem. That's awesome.
Was it with like a choir?
My 5th grade choir every year. Got to sing the national anthem at a Braves game, and that was the entire reason that everyone did the choir in 5th grade was to go to the Braves game. So when I was in 5th grade, we went to Braves game and got to go on the field and sing the national anthem.
That's cool. That's really cool.
That is really cool.
That is awesome. I have one if you want another person to do them.
Sure.
All right, mine is Broadway themed for Natalie.
Look at all my madness.
I know. Okay, so my first Broadway show ever was The Lion King. I have over 57 playbills within my arm's reach. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to see Waitress tomorrow.
The first one's a lot.
I feel like you would have seen a show before Lion King came out. I don't know. You're quite young. I always forget how young you are. But I feel like you would have seen shows prior. Like, my first show, like, professional level show was, like maybe the stage adaptation of Beauty and the Beast or, I don't know, something like the original Tour of Les Mis. Like, I feel like you would have seen something before Lion, unless you only got into it later in life. I feel like you would have seen something earlier than Lion King. So I think that's a lie.
Okay, so who thinks Lion King is a lie? Who thinks?
I also think you've already seen Waitress, but maybe not.
Who thinks the playbills are a lie? No. I think I'm not going to see Waitress tomorrow.
I guess that's me.
Okay. I have never seen The Lion King on Broadway.
So. There you go. Yeah. What was the first show?
My first show, I honestly don't even know. I think it might have been Thoroughly Modern Millie or Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, see, I wish I could see Thoroughly Modern Millie. That's like one of my favorites.
I think the big scale, like the international tour of Beauty and the Beast would have been one of the first I saw, but the first community show I ever remember seeing was Fiddler. Like, the first time I sat down and remember going to a musical was Fiddler.
Anyway, look at all these bad boys.
Yeah.
They're so heavy, they can't go on my bookshelf anymore.
They are weirdly heavy.
They're making it sag, so it's like it's obnoxiously heavy. Yeah, but I'm going to see Waitress for the first time tomorrow. I'm taking my mom for her birthday.
I thought that you went already with your niece.
We ended up not going. Okay. Because she's a little too young. So we were going to go.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
Like, I've seen the movie, but I was like, I still don't want to sit through a musical version of it with you when you're 11.
It was kind of graphic for a musical. I was not expecting to be graphic.
I've seen the videos of the rehearsal, and I know the story, and I'm like,
And there was more swearing than I expected, and the sex stuff with the sex scenes were like, I was like, oh, okay.
I'm just all really right, excited then. For Pi. Wasn't prepared for that.
It smells so good. They really pipe it through the vents, and it's really cute. It's really cute. Anyway.
This is the playbill I have within arm's reach.
Oh, that one is on my desk because it's too precious.
Look at that. Look at that.
Isn't that
beautiful? Oh, although I do have Eric McCormick's signs.
Natalie knows which Broadway show was my first.
It was Les Mis because I took her. I was like, you have to come to this with me because this guy who's usually the understudy is playing the role tonight and I need to see
And then you spent the whole show like either explaining it to me in my ear, which was really convenient actually, like no complaints, or apologizing for like, this isn't really a good Broadway show to see for your first one. And I was like, what do I know? So, but I loved it.
I saw two Broadway shows with Karen. And then I've seen three Broadway shows with Natalie.
What have you seen?
Hamilton and Fun Home. We went to that.
Oh,
one.
Oh yeah, we went to Fun Home. Yeah, that's right. We got and gave us the lottery ticket.
Yeah, and then I saw Something Rotten with you, Nat. Plus, I guess if you count the Jeremy Jordan 54 Below show, which was awesome.
Jeremy Jordan always counts for everything. Let me think. First show that I ever saw, because it's like harder for me because of where I live. So first show I ever saw was Miss Saigon. Then first show I saw on the West End was Les Mis. And then first show I saw on Broadway was How to Succeed in Business.
Oh, House of Cards is so good.
First show I saw on Broadway, like in New York, was Rent at the Nederlander, like before it closed for the, like, you know how it like ran forever and then it closed? Yeah. Right in the last few months before it closed. And it was very good.
I saw it with Joey Fatone and as Mark, and he was horrible. But Justin Timberlake sat two rows in front of me, and I was just in my glory.
Yes,
like, that's awesome. With everyone at intermission, like he had to leave early because like he would get mobbed. And I met Taye Diggs in like the lobby during intermission, and I didn't know who he was, and my aunt was like freaking out, like fangirling, but I was too young, and she was like, "Do you know who that is? Do you know who that is?" And I was like, I have no idea who that is. She's like, oh, that's Taye Diggs. So I grabbed her playbill and I walked over to him and I said, can you sign this for my aunt, please? She's standing over there. And he goes, what's your name? And I was like, Brittany. And he's like, dear Brittany, it was a pleasure meeting you. Love, Taye Diggs. So, still got that one.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the raunchy round.
So anyway, the reason that we were doing Two Truths and a Lie is because it is a written feature on the Not About the Weather podcast.
I'm so sorry.
Go on, Karen. Take it away. Take it away, Karen.
Not About the Weather, it's really awesome. At NHW podcast, no. At NHTW podcast on Twitter. I'm sorry. Okay.
This is a show that some of us have been doing for kicks purely because Not Another Teen Wolf podcast is like forced to end. And it's really just a, you know, happy stuff of the week, complaining stuff of the week. I described it to one of our other Hyperbull co-workers the other day as like, it's kind of like a personal blog in podcast form. It's like reading a live journal or something. It's really, it's kind of low-key, but we have fun. And we do Two Truths and a Lie. And now we have a closing haiku segment as well for reasons that are yet to be seen. The next episode of that we have coming out, which I've been editing, is us talking about, like, Harry Potter canon, like all of the new Harry Potter canon that came out that week. But, yeah, it's really, it's kind of very low-key ranty little podcast, and we swear a lot, so and all of our friends can come on it whenever they want and say whatever they want, basically. We just didn't want to end the podcast.
So true. We need to record another episode soon because I need like an epic rant on something. Holding inside my heart, and I just really need to rant somewhere.
It's La La Land, isn't it?
It is not La La Land.
I would love to hear Don't you complain really about La La Land, though.
Yeah, no, I've been complaining about La La Land everywhere. I'm pretty sure everyone's here to complain about La La Land already.
A lot of the people in this group are involved in it, and the people who aren't involved in this group right now can also come on it whenever they want, if they want to go a bit off the grid with what they want to rant about and don't feel like talking about it on another podcast, or if they have something really random they want to get excited about. It is a free-for-all, so.
Yes, some of us feel left out.
Caitlin, you can come on whenever you want. Whenever you want. It's very erratic, and I feel like the organizational process would give you hives, basically. So
I'm not sure what that says about me, but okay.
Only that it is too unprofessional for you to feel
because we're really
like
worried
it's a
about
good
that.
Idea. Well, I am. I have anxiety about quality control, and I feel like Caitlin will be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Literally, like 5 seconds into one of the episodes, Natalie was like, okay, Brittany, you're hosting. And I'm like, all right, great. So she's never heard me host a podcast before. And I literally said, welcome, like, hi guys, welcome. And she goes, oh my gosh, you're hosting, boys. And I was like, oh. Couldn't even get through the intro.
It's more... it's more an embarrassment than anything. So, but it is fun. So, please welcome. Carry on. Sorry.
Yeah. Who wants to play Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Oh God.
Yes.
I know what this is, fuck, marry, kill for, and I'm like 0% invested. I told Brittany this earlier.
Yeah. No. She did. 0%. It's Buffy Angel only. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it's Buffy and Angel only? I haven't seen either of those shows.
That's okay. You just pick whoever sounds sexiest.
Okay.
So, we're going to go with Brittany's first choice as the first one. This is going to be great. So,
ready.
Angel, Liam, or Angelus?
Okay, well, obviously you kill Liam because that accent is so bad.
Exactly. I feel like this is the easiest one.
Yeah, it really is. You marry Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. you fuck Angelus because then he might turn you into a vampire, though. I mean, it's fine because he's just really hot, you know?
What bad things have ever come from fucking a vampire?
That's like fucking once he's well, evil.
Let me tell you. Depending on the type of person you are, you could unleash a very terrifying vampire.
That is literally a plot of the show.
He's already evil.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Already I think evil.
So that's why you can't fuck Angel.
Exactly.
Although good I feel point. Like I'm not special enough to like turn Angel into Angelus. So it's totally fine.
Give it a try.
Okay. But Angel would like make you breakfast and he'd be pancakes. Such a good husband.
Aw, pancakes.
Such a good husband. He would let you eat peanut butter in bed even though he'd get mad about it. It's like cute and adorable. It's fine.
I eat peanut butter, and the rest of that sentence was very dirty in my head, and that's all.
I feel like this next one is slightly skewed, but gonna read it anyway. Giles, Ripper, and Ethan.
This one is also easy.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Who's the hottest one?
I told you to. Ripper.
Two of them are the same person. Ripper.
Yeah, two of them are the same.
Are they
Mary Giles?
Yeah, obviously Mary Giles.
Yeah.
Fuck Ripper.
And kill Ethan.
And kill Ethan.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I would. It really doesn't even need to be like young Ripper. Like, I would take like Giles as Ripper now. Like, you know.
Hell yeah.
Totally fine. Equally attractive.
Like Ripper with
I
Joyce.
I really love Ethan, yeah, like though. Ripper.
I don't like Joyce with anyone. I hate her so much that I just don't deserve
and she's so glad
Joyce
she's
didn't
dying.
Make the list. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, yes, but no. It's cruel, but she does suck.
Would anyone keep Ethan alive?
No. What's the next one?
Karen, he reminds me of Peter Hale, but, like, no redeeming qualities at all. Like,
I weirdly like him.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, give me those choices. I
still kill him. But...
Well, Karen has bad taste, so makes sense.
Not always.
Karen's favorite movie franchise is Tremors.
So, it's good.
Also Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Also good.
I feel like don't if they remade Mortal Kombat. I feel like the canon of Mortal Kombat could make a really good remake. Like, I feel like there's a lot of characters that are interesting that could make a really good remake.
Only if they bring back Lyndon Ashby.
So when you watched Teen Wolf for the first time, Karen, were you like, oh my god, about Lyndon Ashby being on
No,
it?
I actually didn't know until, like, way down the line. I didn't
it was the same person.
Yeah, because it had been so long since I'd seen it.
That was one of my first reactions when I saw him.
Thank you.
That was my oh my god reaction when I first watched Teen Wolf was oh my god. Because I actually really do love.
Yeah, it's ready.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Bye. Thank you. It was fun seeing you, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yes, but I love Mortal Kombat, so I'm like right there with.
Yeah. Karen. Same.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad Mitch isn't here.
I liked Mortal Kombat when I was in my wrestling phase when I was 10.
Some of us still have a wrestling face.
This is something I just learned about Mai the other day, actually.
Yeah.
Excuse you.
All right. Next options, we've got Xander, Riley, and Oz.
You marry Oz.
Show of hands.
Riley,
how many people are killing Xander. Riley?
Kill
Xander.
I'm killing Xander.
Yeah.
Kill Xander. I kill Xander. Riley's probably proficient in bed.
I don't know.
He's quite large. I would kill Xander.
Like he's so like he does his duty, but like
yeah,
there's a cat.
Kitten.
Where?
Xander keeps on his side.
This is Molly. Sorry. Continue. I don't know.
We don't have apologize for that.
Riley has stamina. Like,
I don't know.
I feel like Riley might be boring, and Xander is at least interesting enough to keep Anya interested, and I feel like she's probably.
That's true.
But you could teach Riley some new tricks.
He is trainable.
Yeah. He takes directions well.
It is an absolute no-brainer that Oz would be the best life partner that this show has ever presented to us in any form. So
hands down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Now we've got Cordelia, Wesley, and Lindsay.
This will be the only one I'll weigh in on. I'll fuck and marry Cordelia.
Marry the fucking is implied.
Yeah. I really like Lindsay, guys. I really like him.
No, go home.
I really like him. He interests me. I don't know. I really like him.
I'd marry Cordelia.
I would marry Cordelia as well.
Yeah, I think I would too.
She would bring you art supplies when you were sad to help you draw your feelings.
Kill me, Wesley. Her, a ghost, it would be great.
You cannot kill Wesley. No,
I would absolutely kill Wesley, and but only if he had the longer hair.
No,
I would marry Wesley in real life. So I'd
you
got to
kill,
Wesley.
Kill Lindsay. I love.
I would not kill Lindsay.
I would kill Lindsay.
But Wesley is, I don't know,
the best. He's the best. He's a demon hunter, a rogue
demon hunter. He's so, I don't know how long I could live with the secondhand embarrassment. Like, it's just, like, I don't know.
He's so great.
I know. I find all of his embarrassing things, like, endearing. Yeah. Like, oh, you're so cute. Yeah.
What else?
Keep talking. My computer just died. The other one.
Oh, why don't we rank all of the rewatchable hosts from the one we most like to the one we least like? That'll be.
Oh,
God.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Here's the next one. We've got Angel, Spike, and Buffy.
Kill Buffy.
Oh, kill Buffy.
Kill Buffy.
That's cute.
Sorry. That's me, but sorry.
I think
Fuck
I
Spike,
would
marry Angel.
I would marry Spike.
I can see you guys as a nice pair, Brittany.
Yeah, I think you get along great.
I mean, I guess if you're married, it's not so creepy if he goes through your underwear drawer.
Oh.
No, it still is.
You know.
Aw, poor Spike. He doesn't know what to do.
He's such a cute stalker.
He's so cute.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting because it is very much like he is lovely. He has this heart that is so lovely, but because he doesn't have a soul and because he's a vampire, his processing of what you do with those feelings is so fucking creepy and terrible that it's like, really difficult to quantify. And some people are just like, no, that's all creepy. And some people are like, no, he's the most beautiful, loving person ever. And I don't think it's either. But it's this problem of like super, super, super good intentions or super, super capacity like for love, and but being put through a filter of not having any like rational fucking decision making or impulse control. And so I don't know, maybe some people wouldn't have those impulses. I don't know how evil being as like a vampire makes you. This is like full rewatchable chat now. Do we think it makes them out like full evil, or is it just literally lack of soul? Like, is it lack of soul and what would be left underneath, or is it an extra helping of evil as well?
I think it's an extra helping of evil, because just not having a soul, would that mean you'd want to kill people? I mean, I can understand you not caring if people died. Because, like, if you don't have a soul, I would assume that's, like, you don't care if people die. But I don't think that would make you, like, want to kill people.
Yeah, or some people would be like, you know, oh, I'm so angry, but I know I have to control myself, and, like, you know, they don't. Or maybe they would kill people, but not every, if some people would just be like, I don't care about anything, I'm not bothered, you know.
Yeah, well, he does care, though, because remember he was just, like, he didn't want to destroy Sunnydale. He was just like, I just want to live my happy life somewhere else. I don't even give a crap if this town's, like, you know, he likes going back to Sunnydale. So he does show some, he's so cute. He wants people to live and be happy, even if he doesn't, isn't killing anyone.
By the way, Natalie, Leo weighed in and said, Natalie Fisher, if you don't wife Cordelia, you're dead to me.
Oh, is this between, well, that was a given. I just said I would kill Lindsay, like, no, kill Wesley. I didn't say anything about Cordelia or not. I didn't say no.
I know. Leo was just making sure you understood.
Okay.
Also, apparently, also Ashley says, I would marry Buffy and fuck Angel and Spike at the same time.
They might be into that. Or
probably.
That is legitimately canon, but
Okay, next set we have Buffy, Faith, and Drusilla.
Kill Drusilla.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's a very difficult question for me, because Faith has...
I mean, if I have to be stuck with one person, it would be Faith. She's definitely the least annoying of all of them. So I guess I'd marry Faith.
I'd marry Buffy, fuck Faith, and kill Drusilla.
Same.
Yeah, that's just kind of where I was leaning.
Brittany, if you're going to kill Drusilla, you got to stick with Buffy one way or another.
I know. I think I would fuck Buffy just because it's like, all right, now go away. Go away. Don't call me. Don't stalk me. Don't get mopey. Oh. Just go away.
You'd be just like that terrible guy last season.
The one that crushed her.
I wouldn't crush her. She'd be like, okay, that's done. I'll go cry over Angel now.
Yeah, that's at the end of the day, yeah, Faith, probably.
I think I'd have to marry Buffy and fuck Faith, because I don't think I could deal with Faith's problems all the time.
Agreed.
Sorry, Drusilla. Sorry, Deidre. I know you're watching. I know you like Drusilla. Okay, and the last one. This last one's my favorite.
Okay. Look at her.
The mayor, the master, and Glory.
Oh boy.
Glory.
I'd say.
I don't know enough about her yet.
I would weirdly marry the mayor, because I feel like
he'd be a nice husband. Totally he was evil, nice to Faith.
Like, he still cares about you.
And your house would be super clean.
Yes, exactly.
Rich, true. He just moved up the ranks.
And then you would all have to be, like, crazy clean, though. Like, I don't think I could do that. I wouldn't mind living in a clean house, but, like, to have someone look at my hands and say, go wash your hands, or, like, you have cat hair on you. I couldn't do that.
But, like, if he's buying you, like, all those gifts he got, Faith.
Dresses and knives.
I would have to kill the master as much as I love him, because he's not
fucking that.
And Glory is clearly the hottest one of the bunch, so I'd fuck her.
Well, she's like so indifferent. I'd be like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But yeah, I would kill. I would also kill the master. And as excited as I was when like he came back, I was like, oh, even though it was in flashback form. Yeah, but I would definitely marry the mayor. He's all right. He's just,
he has a win.
He needs a new hobby. That's all. Just like golfing or something.
Yeah.
Okay. That is mostly it. We're going to wrap this up pretty soon because I have not eaten dinner and I'm starving.
I have the number for hosts, and that was a long time collecting, so I'm going to demand that we read them.
Please. Thank you.
For
the number of episodes per person.
Remember we did the tally for the 100th episode?
So this is the tally for 200 episodes. Who do you think has the most episodes?
Karen.
Caitlin?
Or Karen.
Caitlin.
Karen has 112. So over half. And Caitlin has 104. So also over half.
Yay!
And next up is Brittany with 95. Even though you weren't in the entirety of Veronica Mars.
How is that? Oh, yeah. I didn't do any of Veronica Mars.
And then Mitch and I are almost tied. I have 87 and Mitch has 85. And then there's quite a bit of a drop after that. Because you guys have lives, the rest of you. Danielle has 53. Natalie has 52. Kristen, 49. And then another drop again. Selena, 31. Danya, 29. McCall, 28. Gabrielle, 22. That's a name we haven't heard in a while.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I actually see her quite a bit. It's almost her birthday in a couple weeks. Kyle, 17. Marima, 12. She's lovely, guys. I love her so much. Marima, 12. Laura, 10. Oh, that's right. Laura from Hypeable. It's like Laura. Jack has 8. Colleen has 6. Pam, 5. Christine has 5. Brandy, 5. May, you have 3. And Deirdre has 1.
Oh.
Yay, Deirdre!
On the board.
You've made the list. Congratulations.
This one isn't counted in the
counted. So I guess if you count that, it's so 90.
Well, I just want to know when my 100th episode of Rewatchable is. So I'll keep track from there. 4 more, guys.
Okay. All right. So my last question here is, if you were a benevolent dictator like me, which show would you pick next for Rewatchable to do? Natalie, you look very prepared.
I'm like, Danielle and I have both got these hands going.
All right, Nat, go ahead.
No, I don't want to go first. I thought we were going in alphabetical order, whatever it was.
We can't. I was trying to switch it up. You guys kept picking on
me. I need to hear what everyone else says.
I know what Natalie. I think I know what Natalie says. So, and I think I have the same one. So I don't want to steal her thunder.
Ariana, would you like to go first?
Not really. I would really like to do Downton Abbey because I have a lot of feelings about that. But I don't think most people would want to. I think it would be fun to do it with.
I would. Yeah, I loved watching Downton Abbey with you that one time.
You would? Yay.
I enjoyed it that one time.
Yeah, I just think it's so campy and ridiculous.
Me, so passionate. I'm so angry about so many things.
Same.
I love it.
I feel like if I was on an episode with Natalie and Ariana, it would so intense.
More dog.
Sorry, I tried. It's my dog. I tried. I'm sorry.
And I'll probably continue. On the floor being asleep. Downton would be amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think the audience would care, but I would care so much.
Yeah, no, that's how I would.
Well, some of them, not all of them. But.
I think it would be fun because I know it gets a lot of like critical acclaim, but I really feel like it's just like a glorified soap opera. It's
really soapy. I love it. So and they do long. They do long games really well. Like, but it is really
or soapy. Really poorly, depending.
Or really.
Okay. Brittany, yeah, what look. Would your pick be?
Hannibal. It would be Hannibal.
Yeah, you should have let me go first. No,
I know. But, like, I've talked about this on the Not About the Weather podcast, where there are certain shows that I love so much that I would like love to be a super fan on and talk about ad nauseum, but I don't feel like sharing them. Gage! I don't feel like sharing them. Oh, look at
so cute.
And it's done. But I don't feel like sharing them with the masses, so like I would love to sit sitcoms are hard, but I would love to do like Will and Grace or, you know, any sitcom. Everybody Loves Raymond. Oh my God, that would be amazing. I would love that so much. But there are, sitcoms are impossible to do a podcast like this about. So it would have to be Hannibal as my number one. Cause like, it's just the so good. And there's so much to talk
as
about.
Well. Like the fandom's so good and so like happy and enthusiastic. And like, I love that show.
It's so brilliant.
I do have another one, but carry on.
That Caitlin, would be my topic.
You should talk so that I was gonna say you should talk so we can see Gage.
He keeps walking away. Gage, come back. Where are you?
Somewhere. Okay, what would your pick be, Caitlin?
I'm gonna go with my ride or die for Nikita because that show remains my jam, even though it's been canceled for like 3 years now, because it was amazing.
I know this by name only. What happens?
It's a spy show about a secret government spy group, and one of their best agents goes rogue.
Donya. It was a good goal. Carry on, please. Caitlin.
So one of their best agents, Nikita, goes rogue when the group kills this guy she fell in love with. And she also has a love affair with one of the top guys in the organization going on. So she's working from the outside to bring this whole government operation down because it's corrupt and they're doing a lot of things to make money for themselves, but they're funded by the government. So it's like badass lady kicking everybody's ass.
And who is Nikita? Who plays Nikita?
Maggie Q, and her love interest is Shane West.
Okay.
Shane West.
I know these people. Yes. Okay.
And Devin Sawa's in that too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Because I want to watch that show. I do. Amazing. Like I know a lot about it, and I keep meaning to like go dig it out, but I've heard good things.
It's three full seasons and the fourth season of six episodes, and it's fantastic.
Okay, and Danielle?
I would do this show. I believe it's a Canadian show. It was called Bomb Girls. Not many people have heard about it. But
it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
Yeah. It's on my queue. I haven't watched it yet, but I have all of those type of shows on my queue.
I think you would really love it. I was obsessed with it. Basically, the premise is it takes place during World War II, and it tells a story of a group of women or like a bomb plant, like factory in Canada where they're assembling the bombs. So like basically it's a look at the war, but from like a slightly more civilian point, but it's focused around these women. And so like tells their story. It's so good. I love it so much. It's two seasons in a movie, three seasons in a movie, something like that. Really good.
Yeah. There's, I think, a British series called, again, Land Girls, which is really similar. It's like, it's about, again, like women's life, like working for the war effort. There's several of these, and I have them all on my Netflix queue.
That
like,
was in Australia called Land Girls.
Yeah.
Because I love stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite, like, I guess if you call it a genre, like, I'm so interested in that. It's my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been watching the Halcyon, Danielle, or the hotel? Like, it's a bit downy. It's not so much like, but it's like World War II. This hotel,
no,
kind of shit. It's a little more downy. Like, yeah, it's in London during the Blitz, as opposed to the 20s or whatever, and it's less what about people. The Halcyon. Like Halcyon. Yeah, I'm about to go and catch up on a couple of episodes as soon as we finish this. Actually,
so
it's very much upstairs drama of like it's new, very much upstairs downstairs. You know, staff and guests. But there's like, oh, the cook is like a refugee fleeing from France because he's Jewish and his family's still over there. And like, oh, the hotel's bombed and stuff like that. Like, it's
so good. I love it.
I would like that.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry.
Nat, when you watch the most recent episode, I need you to like talk at me.
I will take you when I'm watching.
Yeah.
Danielle, what would your top pick be?
I'm torn between two.
Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, okay, steal my thunder. Yeah, Star Trek, the original series would be one, but the other one would be Battlestar Galactica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would be down for that because I've always wanted to watch it, but I've heard that it's super addictive and I cannot be spending 12 hours a day watching Battlestar Galactica.
That is one episode of Battlestar Galactica that I can just talk about for hours. It's so good. But yeah, just the whole thing in general, I love it so much. Like for me, the ending just it doesn't stick, the ending, but then a lot of shows don't.
Mm-hmm.
But on the whole, it was so good.
Here's and my story about Battlestar. Sorry. I watched 4 or 5 episodes of it, became so immediately invested in the story that I've never done this before. I actually had to look up the ending so I knew what would happen because I could not stand waiting another second to find out something.
Oh my God.
Haven't watched it since then because I was upset.
Wow.
But I'm really excited about that. So much with Buffy. I keep like almost looking things up and then I'm like, no, let it happen. Get angry when it happens.
Oh, I'm so sorry that we're putting you through this.
It's you know what? It's fine. It's a very cathartic experience watching it. And like I said, I like talking about it, but when I'm watching it, I should do like a live stream of me watching an episode because it's pretty great. It's a lot of pausing and walking away or leaving it on and walking away.
Kristen, I bet I know what yours is.
I'll bet you don't.
Surprise me.
I was trying to come up with something new because I know when we did the 150th, I'm pretty sure we did this, and I know some of the ones that I said, but I came up with a new one because I really would love to do this show, Friday Night Lights.
I would do it.
Oh, yes.
I love Friday Night Lights so much. It's so good. I just watched the whole series like a year ago, and I still find myself like thinking about it occasionally, and it would just be really fun. It would be a good show to do.
I need to watch it.
Oh, it's good fun.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I've been told that I'd love it. So it's like, again, like one that I would like, that's one that I'd be like, yes, I want to do it as a newbie, even though I don't really ever want to be a newbie because I'm like super anxious and controlling.
I really want to be a super fan. I've only ever been a newbie.
Yeah.
I've never been a newbie. Since Veronica Mars, I've only been a newbie.
The only two shows I've been a super fan for were flops, so I'm fine. Poor Freaks and Geeks, man.
It got better.
That was a rough round.
I loved it. But it was basically like, let's talk about the episode, and then I will talk for 45 minutes about the history of what's going on behind the scenes, and then we'll do favorite scenes.
Oh, my God.
I enjoyed that part.
That's so good, but I'm glad. Very weird. I'm so
I felt so bad for putting everyone through that.
Okay, and Mai, what would your pick be?
Batman Beyond.
Oh, yes. Good choice. Such a good choice.
A+ choice.
Yes.
And I knew Danya would say Star Trek because she said it last live stream, and that's when I admitted that I've never seen anything Star Trek. Not even the new movies.
Danya,
you could be a newbie. You could be a newbie. That would be perfect.
The original series would be so good, except season one is like 32 episodes.
Hey, you guys are doing Buffy. There's no excuse anymore.
I know.
Sorry.
Danya, someone is being inflammatory in the comments. Guess who? Stargate is greater than Battlestar Galactica.
Oh. Though I do really like, I really like Stargate a lot.
Which one's Jason Momoa in?
Baywatch Hawaii.
Well, which one? Jason Momoa is in one of those two shows, is he not? Am I making this up?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
He went, because the first time I ever witnessed Jason Momoa was he was yelling at the back of the room of a panel at a convention at someone else who was on the stage who had been in the same show with him and, like, making fun of him.
He was in Stargate.
Atlantis. Yeah. Okay. I want the one with Jason Momoa.
Yeah. okay, and Natalie, do you still Hannibal? Do you have another?
No, I want Hannibal. I would have liked Hannibal. And as a super fan, I'm trying to think of other shows that I think would work and that, like, or that really gripped me so hard at the time. The only one I can really think of that would compare as, like, oh my God, I mean, and when I say super fan, I mean, like, it was consuming at the time, is Torchwood. And Torchwood is tied into Doctor Who, so it's a little bit difficult because you have a lot of crossovers with the Doctor Who story, even though it's not at all the same tone or anything like that. And I also don't really like how it ended, but it was the one that
I
was like
how it ended
thinking about it all the time while it was happening. Like, the, you know, Glee, I would never do Glee, that my friendship group wants to rewatch it as like in a text group this year. And I'm like, but I want to do a show as a newbie. And so what I want to know is what y'all would recommend to me. Like, what would you want me as like number one newbie for? Like, what show? My immediate thought is what Friday Night Lights is one I know that I've been told I have to watch, and the other one I thought was maybe The West Wing, but I've never seen it. But I also think that too many people have already done West Wing.
I want to do anything West Wing themed ever. That show is just amazing. So
yeah, but I think Joshua Molina and Hershey have it on lock with
their podcast. Yeah. Like it's done, isn't it? Like we're I feel like
I want to know what shows Brittany.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just about that podcast. Because I do want to watch it, but I haven't seen the whole thing. Can you watch it we do where you're a newbie, like watch one episode, listen to the podcast? What?
Or yeah, do you need to know? You can get spoiled. Well, you will get a little, they try not to really hard. Only really when guests come on is it hard not to spoil things. Like some interviews they split into two episodes. So like if they're talking about something that happens a few episodes later, they'll play the rest of the interview. The only one that, well, yeah, it's a little spoilery with one thing, but it's a pretty well-known thing. So they talk about that right off the bat through the whole series of episodes.
Okay. Sorry, Natalie, I interrupted you.
No, it's fine. I just wondering if anyone has any, like, vivid thoughts of, like, I want you to watch that show and be a newbie and watch you react to things. Not what it's all about.
In this case, I'll just go with my pick, which is my pick every time, which we will be doing eventually.
Stay together.
Oh my gosh.
Charmed. I would love for Natalie and everyone else to watch Charmed.
I already watched Charmed, and
sometimes I feel like we've seen random episodes of Charmed, like on daytime television, you know, back in the day.
I'm watching it.
Like, I don't ever want to take off of a season of Rewatchable, but I feel like Charmed I would have to after, especially if we go right in after Buffy, I would
need... Look at her face!
I would need.
I feel like after Buffy,
I need a buffer. Like I cannot. Karen, I feel like quit. I would be charmed so much.
That I feel like Karen's in my room. Oh my god!
I was gonna say, is she walking into your room?
I think after Charm, after Buffy, we do need something that's not necessarily genre. That should be a different type of.
Yeah, I need just like a little break. Even if it's something I don't like, I can't do another.
Mini-series.
I can't go right
in. Let's do Political Animals.
Oh!
Yes!
That would
be firing you all.
Do Political Animals.
Is that a hockey thing or is that a Political Animals thing?
No, that's okay, a Political Animals thing.
I'm not watching hockey.
I would watch 7 seasons and a movie of Political Animals. Same. But
thank you, Laura, for saying Charmed, please. She's got my back.
Political Animals has Sebastian Stan, who is also in Kings, which is a short-lived one-season series.
Yeah, Kings.
That was one of your choices a few times ago, wasn't it?
Kings is really great. It didn't fly that well because I feel like it was a little bit ahead of its time and they couldn't say a lot of the things, even like 5 years ago, sort of 7 years ago, they couldn't say a lot of the things that now you kind of could say in terms, or like imply, like in terms of what they were saying about power and what they were saying like about the biblical stories. It was still a bit like sacrilege and I feel like people would go harder on it now. So the concept I loved, but I feel like it didn't get a fair go for its time.
Yeah, agree with that so much. It was so good.
Ashley also says Charmed is great. I will always back Karen with that. Thank you, Ashley. Also, Leo is telling you all to be nice to me.
I love you, Karen. I was saying I didn't want to go right into, you left the room, but I didn't want to go right into something that I feel like I would hate because I don't want to come off of a bad vibe with Buffy and then instantly hate on a show that you love so much again.
Brittany only hates things.
It's really true. I had a really, really hard time writing my girl season 6 review. It took me 4 days.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought Girls is not good. I thought that we don't like Girls.
I hated Girls before it was cool, so.
The title, spoiler for everyone who reads Hypeable, the title of my review is this show even good?
It's not. I liked some of it, but I couldn't make it through multiple seasons.
Yep, I watched the first season and then I was like, not for
Although,
me.
I will say.
I watched the first episode and was like, I wanted to kill all of these people.
Oh, they didn't get any better. But they're Matthew Rhys.
I feel like it's meant to be like that, but why would you want to watch that? Like, that's kind of how I feel about it. I feel like they're meant to be awful, but why would you want to watch that?
I don't know. I think
not
now
in Lena Dunham's mind.
I think Lena Dunham thinks like this is how real people are. Yeah. And I'm like, no, that's how like really privileged, terrible people are.
Lena Dunham. Sorry to anyone that likes Girls. I don't know.
Privileged, terrible people is a great descriptor for Lena Dunham, by the way.
Next round probably needs Brittany to be a super fan in order to keep her in the team.
Does that mean it's going to bomb?
Yeah. The show's going to be so bad. And I'm going to try to save it.
Yeah, next one we do is going to have to be short. Maybe the next couple will have to be short because we're really going to have to recover from this one.
I would really be
I want to be on.
I would really be into finding another animated series like along the lines of Avatar. I have never missed Avatar so much, and I like it's been in the past like month or so everything that I've related
just
everything.
Just watch it again. Just watch it again. I watched it 3 times through in a year the first time I watched it.
Well,
a
few nights ago it was on TV, but it was like the final battle and I'm like, I can't start here. Like also it's like I'm here already and like to watch that I'm like my heart would be torn out. I'm like, I can't. Like it was the episode where like Sokka was going to go and like present the plans and I'm like, favorite scene, but can't watch it.
I have like a really weird one. And I feel like only Donya will get this. But it was genuinely one of the first thoughts that I have had when we were talking about this today. And it is not something that is, it's not available on Netflix, it's not available on DVD, but it is like drama fucking rific children's television that I was like, appointment television as a 7-year-old, I'm going home because that needs to happen. The Animals of Farthingwood.
Yes!
Is Yeah, and it is freaking brutal for the stuff. For first of all, like, because it's like made in the '80s and nineties. The books is like they all die. Like, it is brutal. It is realistic. But oh my god, it is like childhood trauma central, but in like a really brilliant way.
So beautiful, dramatic.
Beautiful show. The Animals of Farthingwood. They were based on children's books about this group of animals who live in a wood in England. They find out the wood's getting knocked down, and they go on this migration across the country to another, like, a reserve, basically. They hear about it, a nature reserve, and it's all about the different generations of them dying and rebelling and deciding not to eat each other. And it's like, it sounds really dumb. It is hardcore.
It's so good.
And it's really serialized. Like, you don't just turn on, it's like, that's an episode. It is super serialized. And it is beautiful animation for the era. And it's like really, like, they would never run a children's show like this now. Everyone fucking dies. But yeah. I would legitimately like to do this show. So, yeah, that's probably the weirdest option we've ever had.
Are you okay? Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. He's really excited about this show. You should do it.
About yes. You can't. It's oh, not is that excessive. What it is? Okay. You can't even get it. Like, it's not like. I think there's some really shitty stuff on YouTube. Like, it's really hard to track down. But
nah.
Yeah. Leo approves.
I thought she was at a pool party. Like, is she not being social?
She's gonna train like an hour to get there.
Oh, okay.
We're not doing a track on time.
I would do it at a pool party, but
made show made me sick. Okay, I'm starving. It's 9 o'clock at night. I have not eaten dinner yet.
Yes, I'm hungry too.
Fine.
We've been at this for 2 hours, which is not surprising in the slightest. but yes. Okay, sappy moment. Thanks, guys, for 200 episodes. This is the craziest project I've ever taken on. And I know that we had our ups and downs several times, but we made it to 200, which is pretty friggin' cool. So thank you guys for everything you do that has helped us get here. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Karen.
Love you.
Donnis is on the I'm just drinking.
Yeah.
Yay.
I've got like another 45 minutes I need to stay up. So.
Oh. Can we like turn off the live thing and just gossip?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Probably.
Karen, go get food and come back.
Yeah.
All right,
my battery's about to die. Yeah, mine is too.
So tell me when we want to stop, and I'll hit stop broadcast when everyone says bye. So.
Okay. And thank you to all of our listeners, troublesome or otherwise, who tuned in, and thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast every week. We really appreciate it. So
yeah, honestly.
If you rate us 5 stars, then I will
do something.
Do
finger guns.
Invite you to her Oscars party.
Yay! Yes. One lucky winner.
A pool party in your honor.
Spoiler alert, the winner is Danielle.
Done and done.
Yes. Okay. Bye.
All right.
Bye.